talk to the DJ. Well, I'm out of here. Excuse me, Mr. DJ.
Yes?
Could you play something with a beat?
What do you mean, something with a beat?
You know, something like a dance to.
Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We are joined by our friend Andra, who's sitting in the Tip Tap Tip basement studio, aka Studio A. It's going to be a lot of fun this afternoon. Got lots to talk about, including Eurovision, some listener comments, a couple of stories, and more. I'm ready to party. What about you guys?
Awesome. Let's get this party started.
Okay. Okay, enough partying for now. We'll just have to knock this down a bit while we get on with the show. How are you doing, Rochelle?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. And Andrea, thank you for joining the show. Have you been on the show before? Or is this the first time?
This is my very first time. Very excited.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you have, but maybe I'm just...
No, but I have been in the studio before.
Oh, you've been in studio, so. Tip Tap Tip Studio A.
Studio A, yes.
That's what we call it. This is our deluxe studio as opposed to our kitchen table studio, which we sometimes record at. And Studio C is the car.
Oh, yeah.
C for car.
C for car. I didn't even think about that. So we've been having a pretty fun weekend this weekend, haven't we?
Yeah.
Except for the start where our child was barfing.
That was, before he was barfing, we did have a very successful play date.
Yeah.
So, didn't start out super bad.
And then it just ended with barfing, so.
Yeah.
But, as a first-time guest on the show, here's a question we ask every week between Rochelle and I. It's kind of an open-ended question, so we'll have to ask you this.
Oh.
It's easy. It's easy.
Oh, is this about being happy? What's making you happy?
No.
Yeah, like, what's your favorite thing this week?
Oh, my goodness.
What is your favorite thing this week?
I am really dreading that question because I've been so miserable this week.
Oh,
that's a hard one for
me. What is your least?
Among all of the misery, what is your favorite thing?
Oh.
Because I know what you're talking about. You're talking about miserable renovations, right?
Yes, miserable renovations. Nothing's going right. But there's a light at the end of the renovation tunnel right now. So things are starting to go back into the bathroom. So I guess that's the good thing, is that it's all, the misery is almost over.
This is one thing which both Rochelle and I have discovered with home ownership is the fun. And that can be in quotes, or that can be taken literally or not. When it comes to home renovations, it can either be great because you can actually do things the way you want, or it can be a total pain in the ass when stuff starts breaking at you and you realize you may need to call in an actual expert to fix shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't really like fixing things. It's making me realize that it's not bringing me any joy in my life, and that I probably would have been just as happy if I had left my house exactly how it was when we bought it. I would be probably happier and I'd have more money. I'm back to negative. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's brutal. I'm gonna disagree.
Wow, perhaps I should
like the things that you've done to your place. I'm gonna disagree with that.
Oh,
perhaps
you.
I should have opened the show with some goth music or something a little bit more depressing. Oh my goodness. So some party
isn't
music.
That emo music.
Yeah, how I feel right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say my favorite thing this week is my red sweatpants that I found. I really like things that are nice color reds, and it's hard to find. I'm going to say I have not been able to find my red shoes yet. I can't find them anywhere.
Your red shoes?
a pair of red shoes that are the right color red that I want to wear. One time I found red Converse.
Yeah.
They were in men's size.
Okay.
They were too big.
Red shoes are a must. I used to have a pair and it makes you happy. Obviously, yeah. I need some red shoes in my life right now.
Yeah. I think you do. The red sweatpants have been a good substitute, although Eric does not agree. Eric has this very strong opinion about sweatpants that he instills on his whole entire family. Today, before we were leaving the house, he made sure to give everybody who was wearing sweatpants a piece of his mind.
Oh, it's like, you know, I did one of these looks. See, oh, okay, one of the.
You said to me, you're like. You're like, are you actually going to leave the house wearing sweatpants?
I said, you realize you're not going grocery shopping, are you? Or something.
You just said some sort of snarky comment.
Huge
dick move. And it's like, okay, so what I tried to explain to him is that every job has an outfit that works the best for that job. And his job is sitting at a desk. So he basically could wear anything to work, right?
I could wear a jumpsuit. For what I do.
It doesn't matter. You're just sitting there. You're like not moving at all.
Not very much. No.
He could wear jogging pants. And if you reverse the situation and he left the house wearing jogging pants, you would not be a happy woman at all.
And you know what? I did think about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
1 hour after he made his rude comment.
Was it a rude comment?
Yes, I think it was. Okay. And I thought to myself, I was like, oh, but if Eric wanted to leave in his gray sweatpants, I would probably say something about that too. So that's when I went upstairs and put my nice black pants with little hearts all over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which are just as comfortable as sweatpants, but do look nicer.
And you looked very lovely.
You know what? I still like my red sweatpants.
It's going to be one of these kind of shows for our listeners who are tuning in for the very first time. It is a zoo. It is the Sunday afternoon zoo.
You can tell that red's my favorite color right now because my baby is wearing red and my big boy is wearing a red hoodie like the kid from E.T.
Oh, yeah.
Super cool.
Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, bye, guys. See you guys later. We're back in Studio A at Tip Tap Tip. We had a little bit of a meltdown involving children, but that's all been dealt with. We've built stronger cages, bigger chains, and reinforced that with concrete. So I think we're good at least for the next little bit until they figure out a way in which to escape like they tend to do, being children and all. They are very resourceful. Andrea, you have three lovely children.
Yes.
Who
sometimes escape their cages.
Sometimes escape their cages.
Well, you missed duct tape. I mean, that's obviously the most important part. So, I mean, they could escape any moment now without the duct tape. Mm-hmm.
They could be dry.
And here's a great time to plug your podcast. I'm just joking. You don't need to.
I will,
she can remain anonymous for that. If she wants to, or you can.
Okay.
You can.
So if you want more advice on how to have a happy home with duct tape, chains, etc., you can listen to the Joyful Parenting podcast.
joyfulparenting.libsyn.com.
Yeah.
You can listen to all the episodes. Lots have been going on. I felt, and I don't know if I should be getting into this, but I felt like I had a little bit of a hissy fit last night on the internet.
Yeah, I think that you did. I think
and I felt
did.
That I got
oh, no. And you liked it, I could tell. You I got, were
I
felt
I was a little bit bitchy on my Twitter account. And I don't know if I pissed off anybody, but you know, sometimes you just gotta vent. You have it on your mind and you just gotta let it out. And I had a lot on my mind regarding certain things, and I felt like I needed to vent that. So one of the things which is going on in Calgary right now is the Best of Calgary contest. This was originally put on by Fast Forward Magazine, rest in peace, but has been picked up by somebody else. I'm not sure exactly who is behind it, but they have ran with it for the last 3 years or so. Various categories in this Best of Calgary contest, restaurants, people, entertainers, this and that. Most recently, within the last few years or so, they have had a best podcast section. you know, me being completely out of the loop in suburban Calgary, this totally passed me by last 3 years.
I don't think you're completely out of the loop, because that Best of Calgary is now just online. It's not in a magazine at all.
That's true.
So it, you don't need to be in the city center to access it. I think the reason why you haven't looked at it is because you don't live in the city center, and that is basically the only restaurants and stores and everything that they talk about are city center. So it is not really Best of Calgary. It's Best of City Center Calgary.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the audience.
That is the audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, me being having a bit of professional jealousy when it came to...
There's such a thing as professional jealousy.
That's what I like
jealousy.
To call it. It's like regular jealousy, but you wear a top hat and a tuxedo. That's how I deal with it. And a monocle.
I've never seen you wear any of those things.
Oh, you should have seen me after you went to bed. I was tweeting with my tuxedo on.
Whatever.
Anyways, so I was looking at, the previous winners, just kind of see who's out there. I guess, you know, just see what podcasts are out there. And, you know, often a lot of times there's podcasts I've never even heard of. And that's great.
You're pretty good at keeping an eye on the podcasts that are in Calgary. And same with you, Andrea, because you go to the Calgary podcast meetup. And
yeah,
like, I think that both of you, I'm the one who's not good at keeping an eye on Calgary podcasts, but both of you guys are. So that surprises me that you're saying that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a big city and there's a lot of people in here, and
yeah, not everyone. It is a small group that goes.
Yeah. And then of all the Calgary podcasters, there's only like a subset of those who actually make it out to the meetups.
Okay. I'm dying here. Like, who won? Who was on this list?
Well, the last year there was, let me go here. I go to this is the Best of Calgary 2018 list. Winners from 2018.
You already have it written down. Why are you going there?
This is this year's. I'm not going to shit talk about this year's entrance, but let's talk about last year's. It's under the Cityscapes and People.
You know, the thing that I didn't like about this, I'm just going to critique it for a minute here, for the hair salons and some of the restaurants and stuff, it's like, hasn't really changed in 10 years. And that really surprised me that a lot of the ones that are on the list have been on the list for 10 years.
Yeah.
That didn't really seem right.
Yeah, because that surprises me.
Yeah, there's so many new places.
Kind of the idea of reading these things. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I want to discover something new that I didn't know was out there.
Yeah.
So the 2018 winner of the Best Podcast in Calgary, according to the Best of Calgary website, was The Strategist. Runner-up number one was The Confluence, and runner-up number two was Lloyd and JD. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, so I saw this. I'm like, oh, let's just check out these podcasts. Let's see what they're all about. This is a winner from last year. And so I go there. The winner.
The Strategist.
404 not found. The winner. Best podcast in Calgary. So go up to runner-up number one, The Confluence. Last podcast, January 2018. 17 episodes. So okay.
That's it. That's 17 episodes.
Then runner-up.
What are you guys at?
Oh, my goodness.
Then Lloyd and JD. And so I said, oh, great. Lloyd and JD, they're look like they're still putting out episodes recently. They actually think they even put out one today. So I saw the three people who were nominated for the best podcast last year on the Best of Calgary website. So I wrote this tweet. Where was it? Congratulations to the Lloyd and JD podcast for being the only podcast still in existence of the three nominees in the best podcast category of the 2018 Best of Calgary Awards. Love from Eric from Tip Tap Tip.
Okay, that's all right.
Might be a little bit snarky.
Oh, and then you said, I feel like I need to shit talk more.
Well, that was before.
Eric!
Oh, there's more. Okay, well, that wasn't bad.
And they responded quickly thereafter. Said, to be fair, when nominated, there were only two of the four still producing casts. Neither of the active casts won. We were just doing what we do. Cheers. So, I don't know. Maybe it's because I find that these contests ultimately are popularity contests, really. Especially, you know, especially if you,
I disagree.
Okay.
It is, I don't think that this, Best of Calgary, I don't think that they're doing the research when it comes to the people that they are the restaurants, are the people, the podcasts, or the artists even. I don't think that they're doing the research when they're listing the nominees.
Yes.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're just throwing out whatever, because honestly, there's a lot of really, there's surprising contestants.
Yeah,
just,
like,
just gonna make it broad like that. But yeah, not,
we will. Yeah. We will maybe we will reserve our opinions to ourselves regarding, or unless you want to go full on shit talking, Rochelle. I don't know.
I just said what I wanted to say. I just think that they're not researching it well enough. That's all.
And this is a harder category than, let's say, restaurants, because restaurants have a physical location that you can go and check it out whenever. Whereas podcasts, like, you actually have to search for them. And
now, like,
yeah, but it's not that hard. You just type in Calgary podcasts and podcasts come.
And just to be clear, this is not to say that, you know, this is professional jealousy. So this is not to say that
you're talking for yourself. I'm not saying
okay,
that.
Eric is exhibiting professional
I'm
jealousy.
I'm not professionally jealous at all. I'm being critical. I'm doing a critique.
Critique.
I'm critiquing their efforts.
Okay.
And I do not find them to be on par with what Fast Forward used to do. Fast Forward used to have listings of, you know, the contestants that were current.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. And
they made sense. There's a lot of these that don't make any sense at all.
So,
anyway, I'll show, I don't want to get into details because not all of our listeners live in this city. So it's kind of boring for people who don't live in this city for to go into details.
Exactly.
About
this
it,
is not a, but, and maybe that's the reason why we are not a Calgary specific podcast.
We are a Calgary podcast
in our physical location.
There you go. Maybe they should have international podcasts. Like,
yeah.
I mean, one of the descriptions for this podcast that won was that it is international acclaim. Well, of course, everything that's on the internet is, it can be reached anywhere. So
here's the mission.
Yeah. So like,
So here's what kind of got me is this is the mission statement regarding the Best of Calgary websites. This is for the renegades and the risk takers. This is for the modern day movers putting our city on the map. It's for the intellects, artists, athletes, creatives, and culture vultures who call the city home.
Okay.
But, you know, it's also very predictable for a lot of categories. Very predictable.
Yeah, it's definitely not risk taking.
Definitely not risk taking.
Like, I don't really see that.
There's not a lot of risk taking when it comes to like, you see the same names hop up. You see the same winners year after year in certain categories. And you think, wow.
Oh, and that picture, that I know where that salon that girl's from.
Yeah. Oh. I think it is. Who knows? Like,
it's
who's
like,
in the group of people who are, you know, like, just who you know kind of thing. And in that way, I guess the movers and shakers will kind of know each other because they're socializing together.
You know what, Rochelle? We need to do a lot more moving and shaking. That is what gets down to me.
I do lots of moving and shaking.
Well, maybe I just need to brush up on my moving and shaking. Maybe I need to go to a moving and shaking night class at SATE,
like,
or something like that.
The thing is, podcasts are a little bit different than, you know, restaurants and stuff. Like, we don't have people coming here.
Well, the thing is, the thing with podcasts is you have a lot of people like us in their basement who might not necessarily go out. And go into the world to say and present.
You make
them.
Us sound like we just hang out in our basement all the time and we never leave.
Rochelle, repeat that sentence back to you. because there's a lot of truth to that.
No, maybe you do, but I don't.
Rochelle.
I hang out in the upstairs part of the
sometimes I hang out in a different floor.
But it is a little chilly in the basement.
It is. I don't really like it.
Okay. Sometimes I'm hanging on the different floors of our suburban house and never go out.
Shut up. Don't say that. We never go out. We
We did go out to tons of stuff.
We went to Fred Penner. Yeah. Oh my goodness. We went to talk about the movers and shakers.
Thank you. And yeah, I think we do lots of stuff.
We had a great time today at the Studio Bell. All the other young parents.
It was really fun.
All the other young parents and their cool kids. Anyways. So last episode, I complained because that's usually about how nobody sends any feedback to us. And Rochelle, you know, said, don't complain, Eric, because, you know, that's not the way to get people to submit feedback to your show.
Yeah, don't try and say what I said, because that's not what I said.
Well,
I didn't say that.
Well, how did you?
I said, don't ask for feedback, because people don't do that nowadays. That's what I said.
Well, I did, and it worked.
All right.
See, the squeaky wheel gets the comment on Twitter.
Great. Now every episode you'd be like, I want it this way.
So after a little bit of crying.
Like, I think you're learning how to act from our toddler.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing.
It's effective.
A crying baby always gets what it wants, right?
Oh my goodness. A crying baby always gets what it wants.
Because no one wants to leave a crying baby.
Great.
Anyways, this crying baby cried on the show and he got what he want. This is a comment on Twitter from MMD on Twitter. He managed to secure a three-letter Twitter name. Very good for you. He says, Eric Skilling, tip, tap, tip. Hi, I'm responding regarding a call for listeners to communicate with you. Also, hello. That's it. That's all he said.
Was he expecting something back from you?
No, I responded back.
Okay.
Yeah, I said thanks or something. But hey, so there you go.
I also did get a response.
What?
Yeah.
From whom?
From a friend of mine who lives in Japan. And he said that he didn't like the way that he had to respond. He didn't feel like the comment section or something like that, the way it was structured, wasn't easy for him to figure.
Well, I leave all channels open. You can do it on the comment for our website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any way you want to, you know, any way you want to.
Well, tell the listeners how to tweet at you then.
Tip, tap, tip on Twitter is the best way. If you want to hit me directly, Eric Skilling on Twitter. There you go. And if you want to see more shit talking, that's where it's going to be.
That was the most polite shit talking I've ever heard.
It's very tactful.
Yeah.
Because I
that was good.
This happened recently.
Wait, you know what?
What?
Because of the screaming baby, me and Andrea said our favorite thing this week, but you did not say your favorite thing this week. So
my favorite thing this week was I feel like this dates me, and this puts me in a very certain demographic, the dad demographic, but I like the Lego Movie too. I thought it was a very good movie. As far as kids movies go, and I've seen a lot of bad ones.
So are you saying that you like the Lego Movie 2 better than Fred Penner?
Fred Penner was good, but my legs kind of hurt. My legs hurt.
From what?
Because my knobby knees on the hardwood floor.
Oh. Because we had to sit on the floor. Yeah.
And that's why I put Bo's hoodie under my knees, and then I had to put my knees up. But you take that and you measure it against comfortable reclining scenes in a theater with a movie that's good.
With popcorn.
With snacks that you snuck in.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Yeah. Well, you snuck in a hamburger.
Sneaking a hamburger.
No way. That's the ultimate.
You took it to the next level.
I didn't even have to put it in my pants.
Yeah.
Remember the one time you snuck in like two Subway subs in like your pregnant belly or something?
Yeah, because I just got my pregnancy leggings and I was just a little bit pregnant, so I didn't actually need all the space. So I put two subs down my pants.
Like two full length Subway subs. And who's, you know, here's
just
what
you need to have a workshop on sneaking food into the theater.
Here's what
I've let people who work at the movie theaters, they don't care.
They really don't care.
Like
you, like seriously, like I walked in with a bag clearly full of food that was not purchased.
Yeah, it said A&W on it.
And they just like, they scanned my thing, and that was the end of that. No.
Yeah.
Never really. And I don't think they care. Like,
no.
Anyways. Yeah. So that was. That
so
was,
I didn't really have to put the subs down my pants, but I chose to.
Next time I'm
what
gonna
does
put,
that say about me?
Next time I'm going to put the subs down my pants.
Are you kidding me? Those jeans are so tight. Yeah, they wouldn't be able to.
They would just be.
Yeah, they'd be squished.
Yeah.
They would be flatbreads by the time we get into the theater. Yeah, I don't like. There's a lot of bad kids movies and there's a lot of bad kids TV shows. So when I do see one that actually I can sit through, it's.
Have you seen it yet?
No, we haven't. But I think it will be good. I mean. Makes me laugh. So
yeah, like the first one I thought was really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think they purposely make jokes for parents.
There was a
for
few.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's nice about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my highlight of at least the last few days. I want there's a few things I want to get into which have happened in the news in the last few weeks, but this is a video I've been sitting on and I don't know how to set this up, but I'm not sure if you've heard, but there's a certain subculture group of people who have really kind of tried to perfect the art of pickup artistry, right? Where, you know, they try and crack the code of how to deal with a woman to get a date.
Oh, okay.
And oh, this is like for the men.
For the men.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And so
these guys are funny.
So what we're about to watch is a video of a demonstration of this gentleman here who's going to try and demonstrating his techniques on this woman here. Now, while we're listening to this, we're going to hear some.
I'm just going to give him some advice right now.
Yeah. Before this
is
even.
The way that he looks is kind of scruffy.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to improve his posture and don't sit with your legs spread open and your hands in between your crotch.
Yeah.
That's not very attractive. And the way that he's leaning back doesn't look like he's interested in her.
Now the interesting thing about this video we're going to watch is that we're going to be watching this action, but then we're also going to be watching this gentleman, plus there's another gentleman off camera, commenting on this and how they're talking about how good this guy is doing with his pickup moves, where to the rest of the world. He's failing on all.
Okay. On all. And is this a real thing?
This is a real thing. I went down this rabbit hole on YouTube of pickup artists and it's creepy city. So let's just watch this. This is a demonstration here. This is split.
So you seem kind of like a bit wacky. Do you have OCD or would you rather have like ADD? It seems like you may have possibly both of them.
No, I don't have either one.
Well, which one would you choose?
I wouldn't. This is
a scenario in which I'm asking you a question. Why wouldn't you choose one?
I just don't want to.
Are you scared of having one?
She looks clearly into him.
No, it's
a hypothetical situation. I mean, is that really that hard for you to imagine?
Oh, now he's insulting her.
Okay, I love this woman because she is so mean. That in the wild, this is a woman you would turn your back on and walk away from.
Are you kidding me?
Really harsh disconnects with.
These are the commentators.
You'd go talk to somebody else and then see if she came back later.
Oh my God.
For the purposes of this, we wanted to keep on with her.
I can't believe they're criticizing her.
Yeah.
What you've seen prior about this woman is it.
Okay, so
Okay, Andrea, what did you say?
I just said, I can't believe they're criticizing her when his opening is like, what?
It's a
neurological disorder would you rather have? I mean, that's crazy. And then he goes on to insult her, like, you're not playing my game. So, like, how hard could this be?
No, there's,
like, you're not.
Now with regards to the insulting, there's this terminology within these pickup artists called negging, which is shortened for using negative comments in order to come off as more. I don't understand the logic behind
asshole-ish.
It.
Asshole-ish?
Yeah, and because apparently girls like bad guys, and you know, if you neg a girl, if you're negging a girl, then she may show interest in you because
Wow. I do not get that.
I don't get it either. It makes no sense to me. So let's...
And you know what? This girl is super nice, because if someone asked me that, I would tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, well,
and so don't gets, talk to me gets ever even again, you stupid, sloppy, slobby man.
Yeah. So let's watch a little bit more of this. Okay.
The best way to connect with her is to have a conflict with her. Mm-hmm. Soften, soften at that point, or
a conflict, or
get her hyped up and see what happens.
Yeah, I like that you said you'd ask her this question. She's like, "I won't choose." Says, "Well, is it really that hard for you?" I mean, what a great. I mean, that's a strong disconnect, but it really is what a woman who is this antagonistic is going to need to continue to just stay in the interaction. So let's watch some more.
Yeah, let's watch some more, shall we?
But to me, like ADD, like you seem to have ADD because your eyes are twitching all
okay, over. Okay, I'll
take ADD.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Or OCD, because it seems like you're obsessed with small little details. I mean, which one?
OCD, yeah.
Well, which one is it? The question was
ADD.
To pick one.
And I'll
now
pick
you're,
ADD.
Now you're fluctuating okay. as though you don't really have a formulated opinion. So I don't really understand
I'll pick
that.
ADD.
So just to break in here a second, so he's really going straight at her. In terms of, sounds like you don't have a formulated opinion. But notice that she's laughing. He's pushed her, but she's
laughing because this situation is fucking ridiculous,
yeah,
and
I'm
not because she's into it and it's comfortable. And that's, it has nothing to do with, nothing to do with that she thinks that he's funny or clever or anything like that. Oh my goodness.
Now, this is a woman, I don't think we have any shots of her standing up, but she has large enough breasts that she gets approached all the time. And she's probably used to being a total bitch to guys or just turning and walking away if she doesn't like their approach.
Oh, this is so offensive.
Now, Ron, who's, you know, older and maybe looking kind of sloppy, something like that, coming at her.
So fucking what?
So he needs to keep her engaging. At this point, this is not something she can really easily walk away from, because it's almost like her honor's on the line.
But also, she's always throwing out these bitch shields. So she usually says, "Go away," and everybody goes away.
This is an entire culture which thinks that women—why
are they being so mean to her? If they want,
if you're not willing to have conflict,
him to get her. Why are they being so awful?
I don't know.
What is your
and
name?
What is your?
You're not going to shake my hand.
Oh my goodness!
Scared? Like, do you think I'm? Am I that?
I think you're a creep.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You said that with such a smile, though. Is that?
It's funny. I mean, it's funny when creeps come up and talk
really?
To you.
Really? But it happens kind of all the time. But you're not running away. You're sitting there.
Well, I'm being paid to sit here.
You're being forced.
Yeah.
That's what all women say to me, is they're being paid to sit next to me.
Right.
So is that, you can do better than that in terms of aggression, too. I mean, that's not.
I can.
I'm not really that.
I'm a kickboxer, but.
So you're going to kickbox me?
No, but I'm just saying. I'm
not really that. I don't really
right.
worry about things like
no.
that.
No.
I mean, let me get a picture.
Okay, jumping in again. So, you know, most guys hearing from a woman you're a creep is going to go one of two ways. They're either going to just put their tail between their legs and run away.
Wow.
Or they're going to be like, well, yeah, well, you're a total bitch. Yeah, fuck you. And then basically run away. And he engaged it. He's like, well, great. What is it about, though? I love this. You can do better than that in terms of aggression.
Positive, Herman. You know? So, okay. So she's actually getting paid to sit there.
Yeah, because this is from
this is not a real situation.
No, this is from a workshop that the pickup artist put on. So what you're not seeing is that this is being performed in front of another bunch of guys who want to learn more about pickup artistry.
What?
Who are taking notes, watching this situation go on,
wow.
So they can learn from this guy's clearly awesome techniques.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. There's work.
Is this guy married?
I don't know anything about this guy.
Well, if
so
he's not
paid money to come and get this advice.
So
this isn't advice,
so
though. This is awful.
It's awful.
This
because
is like
people are paying money and they're like promoting, basically making women like. I don't even know what to say. I've never seen anything like this. Like,
yeah.
I think
like
it's almost
the woman, like the evil person in the situation.
Yeah.
And he's being aggressive and rude and disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And they're turning it on her, like as if she's being disrespectful, but he's the one who's engaged in this behavior.
Yeah.
It's a power play. That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah.
But
he wants
all
to...
these people are thinking that, like, these people are paying money,
that
it's like the woman's the woman is supposed to be responding like joyfully to this, like happily. I don't understand. I'm kind of confused, but
it's very,
I know, it's really like hurting my brain.
Yeah, we can stop this at any point. There's still like another.
No, it's interesting.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll continue.
I don't agree with it, but it is interesting.
And then we'll cleanse our palate with some Eurovision after
please.
This.
Yeah.
I love that phrase. Hopefully it'll come up again in other videos. But it's incongruous. She says you're a creep and she's laughing.
Yeah.
She seems like she's having fun.
Are these guys totally out of it?
Press into the incongruity.
That they don't see that she's laughing because...
At this point, she would just turn and walk away.
I think she's having too much fun.
Yeah, she's much more engaged with you than she would be with a boring, nervous bonehead. That's what approached her.
So, I mean, what time is it?
I don't have a watch.
What's your favorite restaurant? What do you like to eat? Where are you from?
His body language is very aggressive right now. Like the way he's just kind of like kind of jerking forward and just being like, just right. Where are you from? What's your favorite restaurant? What's your.
In real life, this wouldn't work because she would just, sane woman would walk away.
And if this was in a bar situation, she would tell him to fuck right off and like, you know, get the fuck away from me.
None of this would work.
Yeah. Because she's being paid and this is, you know, she's just thinking, oh, whatever, I'll just put up with this bullshit for another 15 minutes or whatever.
And I think also in a situation, I think usually other men, if they saw something like this and they saw you feeling uncomfortable, generally, you know, someone would intervene.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Like a bouncer.
Hopefully.
Or some other guy standing nearby and they would see his aggressive, even his physical motions toward her.
Exactly.
They would kind of intervene, I think.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Are you guys learning anything?
Are you learning?
Is that pure sarcasm? Are you going to answer one of the questions or not?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do I have to? No, I don't have to.
You don't have to?
Uh-uh.
And now you're twitching your hair like you're thinking.
Because you're a psycho.
Me?
Okay, let's look at this again. She's laughing. You're a psycho, right? Just bear in mind, and a couple of things I think to watch for this as you're watching this one. There's a lot of heat in this interaction. You know, this isn't mild.
Oh my goodness, are you kidding me?
She is laughing while she says stuff like you're a psycho.
These guys, these commentators are out of it.
Oh yeah.
Well, I also tried to jump around somewhat as a demonstration to say like I'm going to jump to a different topic. Mm-hmm. What do you like to eat? What do you like to do? And that in observing her, it seems like she easily jumped to a different topic. She mm-hmm. didn't. She didn't hold on to the idea that I'm a psycho or that things are crazy. She was easy to move into a different direction.
Oh my goodness!
Throughout this entire course, we've been trying to pound into you that you don't have to do a big transition to go from one topic to another. You can just do it. And I think this is a great. It's a demo of that. Just change topic. Change topic. Change topic. You know.
What?
Let's see what she does now.
What?
Yes. In what way am I a psycho?
Probably a lot more than I know now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Do you think I'm like a sexual pervert, or how would you? In what way would I be a psycho?
I think you're more like a mind fucker.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't imagine how you would come to that formulation.
I know we're jumping in a lot here, but this is really worth parsing down. So she says, you're a psycho. Now, how would you respond if a woman said, you're a psycho in a bar or something like that, a party? Well, the best way to...
Sir, how I would respond? I would probably just walk away.
Yeah. Like a normal... That would be a good decision.
But why is she smiling at him?
It's a nervous smile because it's you know, some...
Because they're reading into her actions and not her words.
Yeah, like it's and a nervous smile and they're... But these dum-dums who are commenting are thinking, well, she's smiling, so clearly she's super into him.
But isn't that the same as saying to a girl that when she's saying no, it actually means yes? Like, well, isn't that kind of the same
thing? You know, that would be...
I think
these dummies would probably come to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Based
I think they are doing exactly that. Like, don't worry about what she's saying. Look at, she hasn't walked away, even though we're paying her money to stay right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fucked up.
It's super fucked up.
Yeah.
It's
behind the we've seen, which Ron described. He's like, oh, in what ways? What kind of a psycho do you think I am? You know, he's amused by her point of view. And you can see from the look on her face, she's amused by it as well.
What?
Oh, she called me a mind fucker, too.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy.
Yeah, so they're starting to develop in a way that, I mean,
a rapport.
There's an understanding if not a connection starting to happen. For sure.
So, I mean, do you often like have sex with mindfuckers? Is that how you know that?
Fuck off, guy, man. Seriously?
It's like a vibe.
It's just a vibe. Okay. Just an instinct.
Fine. We'll stop there.
So I just wanted to break in because at that point in the interaction, we would have to switch into something else. I mean, anything that is monotonous will not be successful. So just so you guys watching know, the next point of discussion would be something serious. Or a melting.
Oh, this should be good.
Amping up the conflict until she either walked away or we felt more connected. Something had to happen at that point in the interaction.
So I was like focusing on a certain kind of thing?
Right, for sure.
It's fucking
getting
weird.
It more personal. So in a certain way, we were teasing about sexual stuff, which is
yeah,
great.
I think what the kind of relationship.
Oh, yeah. How do you know, right?
I think they're looking for a certain type of person that wants to have a certain type of relationship. Yeah. Like, I don't think I don't think they're looking for a normal, healthy relationship. Yeah. I think they're looking for an antagonistic relationship.
They just want something to have a one night stand with and or whatever. They're not looking for anything long term. They just want
Is that what they're saying? That it's not just for one night? I thought it was for a relationship.
It's dating.
Because if this is how he actually is all the time, like if he actually is an asshole all the time, then he will need to try and find a girl that will be okay with him being an asshole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what he's trying to teach these people, these other men, is like, okay, if you want to be an asshole all the time to a girl, then you should just come right off. And see if that's the type of girl that she is.
Yeah.
If she's, because he's like, push her until she either leaves or stays, right? So if she leaves, then you know, okay, this girl, I can't be that way to her. But if the girl stays, then I can be that way to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think maybe the people who put this on, like, I think it's sad in a way because I think the men who go to these types of things or are watching these videos are people who have poor social skills.
Exactly.
And so they're kind of learning this. They're like, okay, well, maybe this is the way to do it because I'm not successful, whatever I'm doing right now. So maybe I will try being a jerk like this. And it's kind of sad because they're become a victim and then they'll think, you know, basically there's something wrong with women. I think that's part of the mentality now.
That's not cool. They just all of a sudden put all the blame on her when it is actually the way
they're
talking.
So the problem, what is happening, that's a good point, is what's happening is these guys who are socially awkward, they see something like this and they attempt it in real life. It doesn't work. So then they build an antagonism towards women because they see, you know, other guys who are, you know, who are more successful and they don't understand why.
Yeah.
And then they end up shooting people.
And you know, I feel like I think there was something on the news about someone with this mentality, like, oh, it's like women's fault. No one's going to date me. There's like some term out there.
They feel I think what's happening is there's an entitlement that they feel that they are entitled to, are having relationships with women, but they don't see that they're not seeing the picture in that most girls just want normal people who don't treat them like garbage like this guy is. And let's finish this video.
You know what, Eric? It just all comes down to loving yourself first.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't love yourself first, you can't love anybody else.
It's true.
I don't know who said that, but somebody said that on the radio this week, and I was like, yeah, that's true.
Nailed it. All right, let's finish this up.
But it's still really, really silly. So the next thing is going to make it more serious.
Yeah, I would consider at that point asking her for a kickboxing demonstration or a lesson.
Or truth or dare.
Or truth or dare.
Oh, that is so serious. Stop it.
Yes or no? Was she smiling? Yes or no?
No.
Oh, I guess this is a guy putting this on or something?
Was she completely comfortable? Yes or no? No. Is that okay? Yes or no?
Yeah. And was I comfortable? No.
I don't know.
Of course not. I'm not trying to be.
Maybe that's the other guy.
If you're thinking in a highly competitive environment, that's engaging. They're having a conversation. They're continuing on. Yeah? I just wanted to put that up.
Okay, that's the end of the video. So there you go. That is a taste of the world of the pickup artist.
Can I tell you one of the worst pickup scenarios that I had?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
It was so, so disgusting.
Okay.
So I had put on my favorite red dress with white polka dots.
Yep.
It was super awesome. I did my hair really, really good and had red lipstick on.
Yeah.
I looked hot, Eric. I was hot.
Yeah.
I was looking hot.
Okay. You're looking hot.
Yeah. So me and my cousin are sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
And these two guys come up to us and they start telling us that they have a hot tub.
All right.
That All right. is just on the outside of the river. And cool. I'm like, what? How's your hot tub attached to the river? Like, I didn't get it. And then, so he started to explain it to us and he's like, yeah, you guys can come over and come into our hot tub. And we're like, no. And then he starts telling me how he was watching TV and they were giving in-depth, it was all about the vagina.
What?
Wow. Yeah. And he's like, I learned so much about, he didn't say vagina. He didn't use the technical term.
He used like the medical terms?
No, he said pussy. Oh, not wow. vagina. Oh. He's like, yeah, so I know now how to really work it really good. And
This was
a pickup line. He was telling me how good he was at doing this now.
Yeah.
That he watched that on TV.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
Did that work?
Bye. No, of course not. That's so creepy.
Yeah.
But no. Did he leave with someone that night? Maybe it worked on someone.
Maybe, but it wasn't me.
But did he really have a hot tub?
I kind of think
he's going to murder someone beside the river and leave
them. Yeah, I think it was just a way to like leave with him.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was so disgusting. And I'm like, does this work?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's just doing the shotgun approach. Like, you know, for every 100 women that he tries this on, there's one.
Yeah.
Either dumb enough or drunk enough to go, hot tub? Really?
Hot tub? Yeah. And you want to eat me out? Done.
Yeah. For every 49 rejections, he gets one of those.
Yeah.
And that's a good return.
Let's just get right to it.
Right. Speaking of getting right, that's a bad segue. Let's just talk about Eurovision.
Yeah, don't say that.
Eurovision Song Contest is coming up in May. Tel Aviv, Israel is where it's going to be. We've talked about a few songs, so I'm just going to go down this YouTube Eurovision playlist and see what we have not talked about and see, you know, Rochelle or Andrew, do you want to make a pick? We have Latvia.
Can we see who's in the running from who won last year?
Israel won last year, so. Oh, yeah, so.
Oh, is it if you win, then you host?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to see the dream, Croatia.
Croatia? That's right there. Yeah. So this is Roko, the dream, representing Croatia. Let's have a listen. The dream was extreme. Not as crazy as you may seem. So I don't ever wanna give up on this dream. Open your heart and you'll arrive at where the dream has to start. To pull a world together out of the parts and turn this war into a hopeful work of art. We have lived the dark. Darkest night, waiting for the day. Now the time for us is right to arise and say. I dream of love.
Svijetu nisi dužan ti ništa donijeti, jedino si čovjek kad možeš voljeti.
Croatia's entry, Roko, The Dream. Let's start with you, Andrea. What did you thought? I saw some very interesting looks on your face as this song was playing.
Well, that was positive. I mean, it had a positive message, and he is a good singer.
Yeah.
I don't know if he needed the angel wings.
That added, definitely added something to the performance.
You didn't like them, though?
I don't think he needed those. I feel like, you know, he could have gone without the angel wings.
Okay, what if the angel wings at the end opened up?
Oh.
You know what?
That'd be very Eurovision.
That would be so epic.
I feel they missed an opportunity there. Maybe
they did.
Maybe they will.
Why is he not flying at the end with open angel wings?
Maybe he'll bring that to the big contest. In May.
With like light, strobes of light coming out behind him.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be so awesome.
Maybe it's not in the Croatian budget. I don't know.
I liked it better when he was singing in Croatian
versus
English. I think that it's sounded better.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wouldn't be able to understand him, I think he sang better.
Yeah. I liked his little accent, though. Sometimes you don't hear an accent at all when people sing in English.
His little accent.
It's cute.
I'm curious about the UK's entry. Now we have Michael Rice with a song called Bigger Than Us.
And oh, man.
I want to have a listen because could be good. Could be a giant turd. Let's find out.
Sing to you, I will make it clear, it's me and you. We can have this love that we never lose, it's bigger than us. Take my hand and I'll lead you home. Can you understand? You will never be alone. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than you and me. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than everything we see. 'Cause I can feel the universe when I'm feeling you breathe. It's bigger than us. And it's bigger than you and me. It's bigger. I won't give up and I won't let go, 'cause this kind of love is gonna be our only hope. It's bigger than you and me. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than everything we see. 'Cause I can feel the universe when I'm feeling you breathe. It's bigger than us. Than you and me. It's bigger, bigger, bigger,
right, Rochelle. I feel like
he singing about his dick?
Wow. You went there. You really went there, did you?
He did it because he went like this with his hands. It's bigger.
Oh, he did the
he big... did do that.
Well,
that's what he has in his mind.
But sure. That's the first thing you thought of, right?
No, it's the second thing.
What was the first thing? A fish.
The first thing was, I don't like songs with backup singers that bop the way that they bopped. I find it really boring.
Okay.
Very. Yeah.
I liked it. I really liked it.
Oh,
I did. I like this one. It was like the snapping. I like the snapping. I like that.
Oh no.
My only complaint is that he has a baby face. So if you have a baby face and you're singing,
he's
about
transgender.
Love, is he?
No, I'm just joking. Okay. I don't know.
Here, my takeaway. Oh my goodness. info@tiptaptip.com if you want to tell Rochelle what you think about her jokes. All right,
the feedback line
or Aaron, however you want to contact us, I'll be sure to pass them along, because I had one main takeaway from watching this video, and it had nothing to do with the music or the performance. My main takeaway was that I'm thinking of having a career change myself, because I feel that in about 5 or 10 years time, there is going to be an incredible demand for tattoo removal.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, because, you know, this gentleman had a tattoo behind his ear, whatever, but then he also his hands were tattooed. I noticed that. But
that hurts too.
But you know, that amongst hurts. All the various, rappers who are having, their faces tattooed, I feel like there's a gold mine in that industry, and I need to be part of it.
You also said that about stretched ears, and you
maybe I can handle both of those in the clinic that I'm.
You're never going to do it because you can't even watch that show that I like, that Botched Bodies. You're like, ew, gross.
Well, that is
like
a gross show.
That is disgusting, though. What you've told me about that show.
It is disgusting, but interesting.
I don't know how you watch it. I turn away at the gross parts. People's faces are peeled back, and you're like,
I know, and it's so crazy.
And you're,
Rochelle could be the clinician who takes she can handle it.
This guy literally just had to peel off the top layer of dermis. He peeled skin off a person.
That's gross.
Like, it's like, oh, how was your day today? Oh, I just peeled skin off a person.
Yeah.
That's so weird. And probably made $1 million doing it.
I think for maybe our last... I don't think we've...
You haven't let Andrea choose yet.
Oh, yes. Okay, Andrea.
You're being very rude to our guest. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we've listened to Spain.
What kind of host are you?
We've listened...
Let Andrea choose, please.
We've listened to Spain. We've listened to France.
Okay. Well, have you listened to the host? Because that was my suggestion.
I don't think they have their song is out yet, but we have not heard Australia. We've not heard.
They really don't belong in this competition.
Andrea.
You can send me back to Eric. I don't believe that they belong in here.
We've not heard Latvia. Mm. And we have also not heard. There's a snippet of Slovenia, but we have. Now I want to hear the whole song. So we have Latvia. We have. Australia, we have Malta. No, that's not even a Malta song. So,
what about Czech Republic? Did we hear that one?
I think we did hear that one. Albania is also, if you want to hear them.
Okay, no German.
Not yet. Mm. Very soon, though.
Okay, well, let's go up to.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's only a snippet of.
Yeah, so we have Latvia.
It has to be 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes is what we're looking for here. So, Latvia. What else here? Latvia.
Okay, well, let's do Latvia.
All right, let's do Latvia. All right, this is a song called. Where are we here? Latvia. I missed it. Great podcasting.
Eric, you're making dead air.
Carousel.
Stop that, clicking and just push the button.
Carousel That Night, Latvia. Let's have a listen.
Sounds good.
were shining, there was no light. One troubled thought broke through and colored my world so blue. Love,
was Latvia's entry. I believe they were called Carousel. And That Night. What'd you think? Anyone?
I'm almost asleep.
I know, me too.
I
know. I can't
really yeah. It was pleasant, but I'm not sure if I had a strong enough chorus to win the contest. It was nice. It was not disagreeable. It was not.
I'm going to play that next time I want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it was really, really relaxing.
Yeah.
And soothing. I just found it to be a little bit too repetitive. Like I was hoping there was a little bit more content other than the chorus.
Yeah.
It was kind of the whole song was the chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Which is good. Like I would sing it to my kids to put them to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So of the three songs we heard tonight from Croatia, the United Kingdom, and Latvia, what is your favorite that you've heard today? Andrew?
I'm going to go with was United Kingdom the snapping one. I would dance to that. I would have fun. It would put me in a better mood. And I think we all realize I need to be in a better mood.
Yes.
You can do that while you're renovating and it will ease the stress.
Yes. Rochelle.
I'm going to pick Croatia. I liked the guy's voice. I thought the song was really nice. And had the cheesy sort of Eurovision thing that I like about it.
Yeah, I'm going to. Not a lot of strong songs tonight, but if I had to pick one, it would be the Croatian song.
Yeah, Team Skilling. We always pick the same ones.
And not saying it was a great song, but none, it had wings. And
See, and that's why he wore the wings, Andrea, because It makes it more memorable. Out of all of the songs, you have to have something, I think.
Yeah.
If the person has something that makes them stand out, I think that they're more likely to get into the finals.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely very Eurovision-y.
Can't beat that. So,
I think they could have pushed it. Could have been pushed a little bit more over the top.
More flying.
Right. More, yeah. Glitter, rays of light.
There's a lot of potential
wings.
There.
Like there's
so much potential this song when it comes to the big contest. So, anyways.
Thank you so much for listening to Tip Tap Tip. And thank you, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
Coming on our show. And next time you can get us on your show and we can give parenting advice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Okay. I'm sure to have you.
I'm joking. That would make your show bomb.
It's like I come in with advice on how to build bigger boxes and cages.
And if you want to do a podcast when you have kids, you just put them in front of a TV. Parenting advice.
Screen time.
It has its uses. Yeah.
But in all honesty, Andrea's podcast has some very good parenting advice. Does not involve tying up your kids in any way.
It's not a joke podcast.
It's a real podcast. Like a real for real parenting podcast. It can be checked out at joyfulparenting.libsyn.com. And is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, nothing at all. Thanks for having me though.
All right.
And I just want to say that Andrea is an awesome parent and she has helped us out a lot.
Yes.
And she also is used to handling more than just her kids. She is also a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where she gets a lot of her good ideas from.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you for those kind words.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
If you want to check us out, we are on Instagram, Tip Tap Tip Show. Just check us out there. Also, Rochelle is on Instagram.
And I'm on Instagram at Rochelle Skilling Art.
That is right. You can check out some of Rochelle's tasteful nudes.
I have not put up any nudes yet.
Oh,
so
well,
don't say that. Don't wreck it.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Spoiling the surprise. Whoops.
I'm like, yeah, I'm doing some new artwork and my test for Eric was, is this pornographic or sensual? And Eric agreed that it was
sensual graphic.
Sensual graphic.
Did you put a post up?
No.
No, we're
no. Nope. I'm gonna show them to you after. You can
all right.
Tell me what you think.
If you like the songs that we listen to, you can check them out on our Spotify playlist. Just do search for Tip Tap Tip episode music. You'll find it there. All the songs that we played throughout our various shows are on there. So you can listen to the songs we've heard on this show as well as songs past. That is it. Give us a good rating on iTunes. 5 stars, 6 stars, if you can hack iTunes. And that is it. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, Rochelle?
That's it.
All right. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
My name is Andrea.
Talk later. Bye. Bye. tango, tango, tango.